This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The European Union is deciding what further steps to take in response to a new strain of coronavirus that has been spreading in Britain, while Prime Minister Boris Johnson is to meet with the British government's emergency committee. A spokesperson for the Prime Minister said Britain is working closely with other countries to minimize transport disruption after several nations banned travelers and freight from Britain from arriving in their countries. The new, more infectious strain that London admits is spreading out of control has prompted Britain's European neighbors and several others, including Canada and Iran, to close their doors to travelers from the country. One of the latest, Russia said Monday it will temporarily suspend flights for a week starting at midnight Monday. Experts say current vaccines should still be effective against this new strain. Moderna and its partners have started distributing their coronavirus vaccine in the United States, the second approved for emergency use in the country. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will receive the coronavirus vaccine on live television today as part of the growing effort to convince the American public it's safe. AP's Julie Walker.
Biden has said he doesn't want to jump the line, but he does want to be vaccinated and do his part. His wife Jill will also get a shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert, has said Biden, as incoming president, should be vaccinated early. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and her husband are expected to receive their first shots next week, while President Trump, who had the coronavirus, has not gotten vaccinated yet. Vice President Pence has, as well as a contingent of D.C. lawmakers. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. government guidance to limit celebrations for the holidays are tough enough for people giving the guidance to abide by. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Before Thanksgiving, Dr. Deborah Birx, coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, told people thinking about holiday gatherings to be vigilant.
In this moment of bringing people together, to really limit interactions indoors to immediate households.
The day after Thanksgiving, Birx traveled to one of her vacation properties in Delaware. She was accompanied by three generations of her family from two households. Birx acknowledged the visit to the AP that it was to winterize the property, but added her family did share a meal there. Birx's own experience underlines the complexity and difficulty of trying to navigate the perils of the pandemic. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A spokesperson for British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the post-Brexit transition period will end December 31st. That remains the government position. He adds significant gaps remain in talks as Britain continues working to try to bridge those gaps. France is sticking to its red lines, such as the right to fish in British waters, as Brexit talks continue between the UK and the EU, a French government spokesperson said Monday. Talks on reaching a deal on future relations have been largely hamstrung over two issues, the EU's fishing rights in British waters and creating a so-called level playing field, ensuring fair competition rules for businesses on both sides. Israel's parliament was set to vote Monday on a proposal from its fraught coalition that would temporarily put off the call for a fourth election in less than 2 years in the pandemic-hit country. Israel's coalition government, a broken marriage between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his political rival, Defense Minister Benny Gantz, has been inching towards collapse for weeks. Under the current arrangement between Netanyahu's right wing and Gantz's center left, the coalition is until 1 minute past midnight Wednesday to agree on a budget for the current year. Preliminary results from the first local election in 12 years in the Bosnian town of Mostar Sunday showed most votes going to the Croat and Bosniak parties, whose rivalry had left the ethnically divided town without a city council. The coalition of multi-ethnic moderate parties known as the BH Bloc won enough votes to act as a kingmaker in the future 35-member city council. That's according to unofficial preliminary results from the parties and election authorities. It is not clear if the two main parties will form a coalition again or enter coalitions with other smaller parties. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. This is VOA News.